Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Lord. Thank you. Basketball God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Judas, play the freaking song!
Ball, Randall on the move. Again, knocked away by Hart. Four on one. Barrett, Yoli, Nick Beck. Down to Embiid. And a slam. James Hart sets up Joel Embiid. Hart, the defender. Two picks and a dunk by Embiid. And the crowd here in New York loves it because the Sixers have a lot of fans here.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my God. Good morning, Mother Fathers. We got a squad.
I feel really good. I took a couple weeks off to make sure my body, my mind was where it needed to be. No matter what the naysayers or whoever, like, I know my body and I love to play basketball. Don't ever get that twisted. So,
oh my God. I love you, Hassa.
Yes.
Oh. What we saw Friday night in Minneapolis, Sunday at Madison Square Garden, as my man Mike Jarrett said this morning. Oh, my God. Bob said it earlier. I had the same feeling, guys. I swear to God. I remember when Moses came here and you knew, you had this innate feeling that they were going to win. Like, they were that good. Like, you, the minute he was on the floor with them, you knew it. Like, you felt it. And I haven't had that feeling in so, so long. In fact, the last time, two other times I had that same Moses feeling, it was when Roy Halladay took the mound for the Phillies and when T.O. became an Eagle. It felt like Moses all over again. Now, again, the other two didn't really win, but they got you close. And I got to tell you, this thing works. This thing works in a huge way. They're two games in, and their offense looks unstoppable.
Harden with a step back three. Towns fouls him, and it's good. Harden for three. Towns comes out, and Harden drains a triple.
I mean, it could be the greatest marriage in the history of sports, those two together. Harden has never played with a big like Joel. Joel's obviously never played with a point guard like Harden. And the two of them just making magic. Now, look, I'll preface it. I understand Minnesota plays no defense, and the Knicks aren't the defensive team they were last year. So right off the bat, I'll give you the caveats, but just watching the little things, like, here's something that's amazing. When you see Embiid, like, during the first quarter against Minnesota, he actually was funny because he missed a couple shots. He was a little awkward on his drive. And the reasoning behind that was he didn't have guys collapsing on him. Like, guys can't collapse on him the way they have. Three guys collapse on. They can't do that with Harden on the floor. Harden on the floor and those two with their pick and roll game. Oh my God. You the spacing on the floor is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I go back to what Tim Legler said on Friday about Thybul. Right? Like, look at the byproduct. First of all, the two of them together. We've never seen a duo like this. This is Kobe and Shaq. Like, this is that kind of duo. So You got the two of them on the floor together and what they do for everybody else. So the other day, on Friday, I had Legs on, and Legs is saying, watch Thibault, because we were talking about Thibault. Remember, he had struggled up the last couple weeks, and we're talking about the importance of keeping Thibault on the floor because of his defense. And that his offense has to be able to give you something warrant his playing time, because you need his playing time. And Legs said Friday, listen, one of the things you're going to see from him is you're going to be able to see him size up a shot. And you're going to be able to see his athleticism as a diver. And we saw that all day. We saw him as a diver, as a cutter. He's perfect. He's perfect in that role. And now all of a sudden, that's so big. Because if Thibault could give you 8-10 points, right? Like that warrants him on the floor to play defense. That's a huge deal. Maxie, that space is great for him. He, first of all, runouts, right? Like Embiid and Harden are going to play at a certain pace. There's times when, you know, Maxie can just go, right? Like the beauty of what Maxie gives you and why Maxie has had a way easier time adjusting than, say, Tobias is because he can just go, right? He's the beneficiary of their pace because he'll be the guy to push, and that little teardrop is all day long, right? And he's the guy, because there's so much space, he can take it to the rim, right? Like he can move. He's going to have open shots, and he can also have space to move. It's beautiful. Now, again, I know Tobias got a lot of heat over the weekend and all because he struggled. But listen, go easy on that, please. And here's why. He's the mid-range guy who has to figure his spot out on the floor with those guys. It's hard to play with those guys, right? And he has to adapt his game. One of the things that Harris does, listen, say what you want about him, Casper, all the other stuff. Listen, Harris can score. Tobias can score. Now, he'll get you. He can legitimately score. What he has to do, he has to score his way. He's going to have to change up a little bit. He's going to have to become more of a spot-up guy because that shot's there all day long. So I was happy to see the two jumpers he hit in the final moments of that game yesterday. That was big. He was frustrated, right? Gets the technical, the whole thing. But the two jumpers he hits are perfect because, like, that's what he's got to do. Like, he's got to not hesitate. He has a tendency sometimes to overthink and put the ball on the bounce. Like, he'll go on a bounce, so he puts the ball on the floor, and no dribble, shoot. It's stop and pop. And I know he's not a spot-up guy, but he can become one. And then either you pop it or you drive to the basket and do your mid-range, right? Dribble, rise up and shoot, right? Or dribble, all the way to the basket. Like, that's how you got to look at it. And that'll be his way of working through it. Offensively, they're going to be amazing. I mean, look at them. Look at what they're doing. The thing that has me over the freaking moon, all right, over the moon, is they're going to be able to score points in three levels, right? Score on three levels. And they're going to be able to not just go on three levels, but attack from the line, right? Like the two of them, Harden and Embiid from the foul line, are going to camp out there. Look at yesterday. The Knicks got no. First of all, he's impossible to guard anyway. But if you got any kind of suspect bigs, they're going to be foul trouble. It was a parade of fouls yesterday. They couldn't even handle it. They had to put Julius Randle sometimes at the five because you have no one to guard him, to guard the Embiid. Obi Toppin's not going to, he's not going to be able to guard. And they were down to him. He's that ridiculously dominant. Harden's threes, the step back threes, it's so ridiculous, right? He's scoring what he's scoring on so few shots. It's amazing. So you have that. They'll score in bunches. Like, what excites me is you're going to be able to score in waves. And what that does is it blows teams out. Like, they're automatically, and this is what obviously Brooklyn can do with Kyrie and KD. When you could score in waves like the Sixers could do, they're going to blow teams out. So now fast forward to a seven-game series, you know you have two blowout wins. Like, mark down two blowout victories. That's how incredible the fit is on offense. They have every chance to win it this year. I mean, quite frankly, I size it up, and we'll see about Brooklyn because they're unknown, and I do like Milwaukee. There's no way Miami's beating them in a seven-game series. No way. I don't care. They will score, and they will just annihilate the Celtics. I mean, look, Milwaukee, they're legitimate. I think the Sixers can beat them, but they're legitimate. I get it. And Brooklyn, we don't know about. All those other teams, I don't care. There's no way I don't think they go more than five or six. And that's just looking at what the offense could be. And granted, I already admitted that Friday night against Minnesota, they're a bad defensive team, and the Knicks aren't what they were defensively than they were last year. But this offense could be that good, that potent, and you've already got a taste of it. And they just started. It's eight quarters. Oh, my God. Guys, listen to me. Enjoy every game. This ride is going to be special. I don't know if it's June. I don't know if it's next June. There's going to be a June we're going to celebrate. This whole thing is that special. It's special. Judas!
What's up, man?
I'm sorry, Judas, I can't help myself.
That's all right. You can keep going if you want, man. That was an awesome weekend. It was an incredible weekend. And, you know, you talked about so many great things and some of the stuff that you saw in both games. But, like, Friday night, you know, James Harden, his ability to score from all levels opens things up for other players. One of the things that stood out to me the most was when he does the step back, because he already hit one earlier in the game, and then he makes that quick pass to Tyrese Maxey in the corner, who then dribbles baseline and gets the layup. And it's like, dude, I know we're not supposed to bring up 2-5 all the time, but you see the difference in a James Harden, a scorer at point guard, than what you had with Ben Simmons, because you couldn't do those things. They didn't respect his offensive game.
Dude, you're 100%
you
right.
You have to respect the offensive game.
No, he's 100% right. And now you pair Harden with Embiid, and that's why, oh my God, I've never seen a floor opened up. It's like the freaking Red Sea.
Dude, there is.
It's like the Red Sea.
On Friday, still with that Friday game, Harden, you know, passes it to Embiid, who's on the block. And Harden's man followed. And Embiid just kicked it right back out to him. Like, you can't leave James Harden wide open.
Yes.
And then what does he do?
Yes.
Pull up, bang.
Yes.
It's like, wait a minute. You're allowed to do this.
Yes.
Because you couldn't in years past.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool that we are watching this right now. And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday with the bro, and you just kind of touched on it. Every game the rest of this regular season will be this fun.
Oh, my God.
Somebody asked yesterday, is it really going to be an event every single game?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will be an event.
Yeah.
Because we are watching two of the best players in the NBA now as a two-man, as a duo.
Yeah.
And there's who's stopping that?
Yes.
And Tobias will get better. And the open shots for the Niangs and Korkmaz sucks. But those guys off the bench, when they have their limited minutes, they'll start falling. Like, they're going to hit those shots. Yeah. Danny Green in the corner, Niang in the corner.
Yeah.
I don't need much from them.
Yeah.
But those shots are going to start falling, especially with Tobias. Tobias on the perimeter, on the wing. Those shots will start falling. We saw him make those shots last year when he had Ben Simmons. We saw him be hurt by not having a true point guard this year. Now that he has a true point guard with him in James Harden, those shots will eventually start falling again. I believe in it.
Oh, my God. I had to give Russ the finger. So
yeah, he deserves it.
Sorry, YouTubers, for being profane. But Gross, who was a Celtic fan, and was staring at me. And I haven't felt this good. And I can't tell you how long. Like, I'm hopeful. Listen, you know I loved Simmons, right? And I was so hopeful at what he could become. But this is like ready-made magic.
Thanks, Simmons!
Really, this is ready-made. Like, this is ready. The chemistry between Harden and Embiid.
Oh, it's great.
Is unbelievable.
They clearly love each other.
Yeah, like it's like they found each other. Listen, this is kismet. Listen, I believe in kismet. I don't know what it is, right? I can't put my finger on it, right? But I believe in kismet. And kismet is when magic happens, right? Could be between a man and a woman, and you met your soulmate. It could be between your buddy, your best friend. It could be in a business sense. Kismet is real. It could be friendship. You know, kismet is a real thing. And it could certainly be on a basketball court. And I think there's kismet happening. This is so perfect. And I'll tell you, let me just laud L-A-U-D, Doc Rivers. All right? I loved his rotation.
Yep.
His rotation is perfect. I love pairing up Embiid and Maxey and Tobias and Harden and keeping the duo on the floor at all times. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
It's the way it should be.
I loved what he was trying to do offensively. I love him letting his team work through things. I thought he coached for having a guy like of Harden's stature, right? Like people are like, oh, it's easy. Oh, they fit perfectly, and they do. But look, as the coach, you know, you got to foster this. Listen, this is where he shines, Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
This is where he shines. When he has elite talent, he's got elite talent, and this is how he'll make him better.
You know, one of the random rotations that I liked yesterday, it was just a three-point shooting rotation. He had Harden out there with Niang, Korkmaz, yes. Millsap, and Danny Green.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be for more than, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But you could just go with a barrage of three-point shots. Now, again, they didn't all fall. And hopefully they do fall. I mean, Furkan Korkmaz is just terrible this year. I didn't realize till Friday night. I knew it was bad, but when they posted the graphic,
he
was shooting 29% from three this year. Like, I honestly did not realize it was that bad.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But hopefully, you know, with Harden on the court, that opens things up for everybody else out there. So, those kinds of fun rotations that you can run out there. Just, hey, here's a bunch of three-point shooters to go with James Harden. Because you can't lock anyone down. You're going to have to double Harden at all times. So, somebody's going to be open.
Dude. You said earlier, is every game going to be an event?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me you didn't enjoy.
I was sad when he went to the bench.
Possession, every possession. Like, I got to tell you, I swear to God. I mean, I don't want to get over dramatic, but I can't help it. Yesterday, 1 o'clock, national TV, I felt like a kid.
Eagles Sunday.
Like a kid again. But you don't understand. Like, they used to be 1 o'clock national TV, Sixers, Celtics, Tunis, that whole 1 o'clock national TV thing. And, oh, my God, I can't believe they're back to it. Oh, basketball God. Thank you. There are times when I lost my faith. Throughout the process, I had major hope. And there were times, however, like this last time, when 25 wanted out and I didn't know what they would do. But you gave us Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers and Elton Brand and a great ownership group to get all this thing done. Thank you for the hosta. See you on Broad Street, basketball God! Yeah! At Father's Day, no more. Bleak Father's Day. I can't wait to talk to all you guys today, man. We're going to have fun.
We're going streaking!
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. All right. Let me tell you about Parx Sportsbook and the great Parx Sportsbook app from Parx Casino and Sportsbook. Look, you're going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of winners doing your same game parlays. How about my main? My main, Harden over the dimes. Over dimes. Over dimes, Judas. He crossed it. You're going to have fun. Double-double, triple-doubles. One thing you're going to see is you're going to see a lot. Embiid and Harden, they're going to have incredible numbers. Incredible numbers. And you can take advantage of the Parx Sportsbook app. Download it now. Make sure you got it on your phone. Parx Casino and Sportsbook. You go to the app store. You go to parxcasino.com/PA. Get it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you want to be armed for this NBA season. Parx Casino and Sportsbook, right off of Street Road, Bent Salem. Just remember, you got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Pocket pass, Embiid, and one counted. A lethal combo platter taking form and shape here. Single coverage on Harden. Barrett on him. Harden gets into the paint. Tough finish.
Come on now.
Oh, man. Another opportunity here for Philadelphia. Harden walks into a three. It's nothing but net.
Wow.
Walks into a three. That's nice. Who's done that for the Sixers?
Dude, imagine.
JJ and Seth, who don't play a lick of defense.
Listen to this. We actually would implore a player to shoot the basketball, like beg. Please shoot the ball, man.
Yeah, because we're
because
we're jackals.
And then he shoot one, like on a Saturday night against Cleveland, say. Right? There's like, it's like a curtain call.
Yeah.
Like a walk-off game six World Series curtain call. Because he took a three. And now Harden just walks into it. Oh, my God. Speaking of the beard, dude, look at this. So I like this Art History 101 t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Look at it. Look at this thing. I'm showing our YouTube guys. Isn't that awesome?
It's a great shirt.
That's a cool one,
man. It's a comfortable shirt, too.
It's good.
Fear the beard,
man. I like it. That's nice. Send that over. That's cool. I like that stuff. Dude, I don't even want to, it's 11 o'clock and I've been high since Friday night at 8.
Yeah.
Since tip was 8:09. I made note of it. Since Friday night at 8:09, I've been high. Dude, I had to do on Saturday mornings, I do a Fox radio show. It's a national show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., right, on the East Coast. And it's a national, but it's more geared toward East Coast, but it's a national gig. And I had to curtail, I didn't know how to do the show because I do national topics, right? So, I could do that. I do, I'm a sports loser.
Yes.
But all I wanted to do was talk about Harden. And I just was completely unprofessional. I borderline unprofessional now, talking about this team. But I was completely unprofessional.
That's good.
Yeah.
Playing. You did it for the Land.
I did. And I couldn't stop. You know how hard it was? Oh, let's talk about NFL free agency. Are you kidding me? Watch this team play? And by the way, it was the next morning. after Friday night.
Right, exactly.
What did I just get to see? And then yesterday, I got to relive my 1 o'clock, Sixers 1 o'clock Sunday. Dude, like, I used to look forward to the 1:30 NBA every Sunday.
You?
I don't care. What's
you're,
that?
You're Mr. 9 o'clock.
No, but it was different because okay. That's when, I mean, I'm talking as a child.
Okay.
Like, as a kid, that's when the big games were. Like, they had, the playoff games were 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, and so they had, it was different. Like, back then, it was, you know, they start off now, national, after football. Like, they, it's the same thing, I guess. CBS had it when I was a kid.
Okay.
That was Musburger and all those guys, Stockton and all. And so it was 1 o'clock. And it was, you know, whatever, Sixers Milwaukee, Sixers Boston, whatever. And then they would have the West Coast game on 3:30. And it was like, it could be 75 degrees outside. And I'm ready to either go, you know, I could have a game. I didn't want to leave.
Right, exactly.
I had to watch them. Like, and then to kind of relive them at 1 o'clock on ABC, I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. That was awesome, man. And it became an event. You know what I mean? Like it felt like an Eagles game.
It did.
I was talking to people that were doing tailgates and stuff. They were fired up. They're, you know, oh, I'm already grilling something. We had a guy call in yesterday morning. Early in the morning he woke up and pulled a lobster out of the freezer and he was ready to grill it to eat a lobster while watching the Sixers game. Like it became an event yesterday. And now every game will be.
I mean,
they're going to be on national TV a lot, which is awesome.
I mean, dude, if I told you that this whole process would end like this, that we'd have to endure the pain and that we would find ourselves in Elysium. Jews, we're in Elysium basketball. Elysium. Right. You understand?
Sounds like a Euro.
Oh, what a fun day, man. This is the fun days ahead. Fun days ahead is right. Oh, here we go. Look at the schedule. I don't know why, but I wrote the schedule.
Okay.
I could have easily printed it, right?
Yes.
And I probably had it somewhere in my bag.
Probably.
But whatever. I wanted to write it, which makes me a loser. So here's the schedule. Like, look at what we have to, like, get nuts with. Knicks at Sixers, March 2nd, the home debut. Right?
Knockout day.
It's Wednesday night. Knockout. Cleveland at Sixers. That's going to be a lot of fun Friday night. And then Saturday, Sixers go to Miami. That's a much can't miss TV right there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a monster game. So you get to play the Knicks again with his home opener. Cleveland, the fun little team who's played well.
Yeah, they have all season long, man.
Then you got the Bulls on Monday night. That's a great game. And then Brooklyn. And I don't care whether he plays or not.
Oh, yeah, because KD should be back by then.
Right, and
like
you'll get to play Harden and Harden. Kyrie went off the other night, 43.
Yep, and it'll be outside of New York, so he will be playing in that game.
So that'll be a good game to watch.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So that's a monster. And then you get a little respite with Orlando. And then you got Luka come in. Then you got at Cleveland again. Then, you got Jokic come in. The Joker comes in, then Cleveland, then Luka. So you got Jokic at Cleveland, then you got Dallas at the Sixers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Little respite with Toronto, then you got Miami again. These games are ridiculous.
Oh, they're awesome.
Then how about this? Then you go to the Lakers. You got a West Coast swing, Clippers. So you take it out to the Staples, flex against LeBron. And then you're at Phoenix in a rematch, this time with the beard against Booker.
Dude, LeBron's going to hate that game.
Oh, yeah.
The Sixers are just going to go off.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go off. LeBron's going to be miserable. It's going to be fantastic.
Are you kidding me?
And the game against Denver, I just want Embiid to go off, man. I just want him to shut everybody up with this Jokic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is amazing because you go Phoenix on the 27th and then the Bucks on the 29th. That's a great march, dude.
No, it's awesome.
Look at the Kings. You're playing all rivals. Heat, Bulls, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Denver, right? Miami twice, Phoenix, Milwaukee. And then you got, you know, Lakers, Clippers, too. And then you got at Detroit, Charlotte, at Cleveland, at Indiana, at Toronto, Indiana, Detroit. So you got an easy back seven to end the season.
And that should set up for what will be
your rest.
A long summer. That should set you up for a long summer, man.
Yeah. What the month of March. We want to talk about March Madness.
Well, yeah, it's our nice because it just popped up on TV. Today is supposed to be the final day of the baseball negotiations so that if they don't agree on something,
it's the MLB deadline,
you will start canceling games. And I just saw the headline on ESPN that they are still far apart. They had a 45-minute meeting number one today, but they are apparently still far apart. So if baseball games start getting canceled, here in Philly, not many people are going to miss it. Because we're going to have Harden and Embiid and the Sixers to watch every other night.
Yeah, that baseball thing's bad, man.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks, but at least we have the Sixers, man. You know,
yeah.
That's going to carry us for a long time.
The Tunis guarantee really was the Embiid.
Yeah, that's what I said from the very beginning, is that we won't miss baseball for the meantime.
That's right.
That was the Tunis guarantee.
That's right. All right. Wow. All right, I got to settle down. We still got a long month and a half.
Yeah, you're playing now. Your night's already. The Sixers are playing. You're checking. Right. You're checking what practice.
I'm going
you
on.
Have.
So March 29th, Milwaukee.
Hey, Moss, you don't have practice that day. Just telling you now.
I know. Now listen, I get, you know, again, his practice start amping up. Start going out. Now we're indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon we'll go outdoors. And then he's got. He plays on the travel team. Any play has to play the rec ball,
right,
too.
Okay.
That's the prerequisite. Did you have that, too, when you were on the Heat?
No, Heat was fall ball for us. We didn't have a
summer. Oh, it was just fall ball?
Yeah, we did not have a summer travel team back in my day. So we just did the regular season, then we did the All-Stars, and then it went into fall ball with the Heat.
Wow. Now he played.
Oh, my God. You know.
Spring training. He's going to want to, you know, 5 nights a week.
Yeah, exactly. 365, man. Listen, he's Mike Trout.
Listen, Daddy is. Don't feel bad when Daddy get caught on his phone.
Yes,
and misses the score sheet. What was that? Was that a strikeout? Is that a hit?
You're asking the kid next to you. Yeah. He's chewing gum on the bench.
What happened there?
Kid, what happened?
4-3. All right, error. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.